The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show live. I'm here with St. Peter. St. Peter's chilling in his little glass enclosure. Give me a weird look. Still feeling the effects of those painkillers. I assume, eh, Peter? Peter?
What? Well, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm feeling
still
good.
Feeling the painkillers from the mishap the other night with a cherry bomb in the butt.
Oh, fucking cherry bomb.
Went horribly wrong with St. Peter, for those of you who didn't listen.
No.
I didn't hear it the other night. It was quite catastrophic.
Catastrophic.
St. Peter still hopped up on a lot of painkillers.
Pills.
I do have an obligation, because we do not pay St. Peter to be on this show.
Money.
To promote his products.
Yeah.
And see if he can make some money that way.
Money.
Tonight's product
money.
Is... See what this says.
Money.
St. Peter's tanning lotion.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem very... I expect a better title than just St. Peter's tanning lotion.
SPTO.
You know.
SPTO.
Like St. Peter's Ultra Sunblocker 275. I don't know.
Huh.
So anyway, I guess that's it. It says,
yeah.
This is always, I don't know about you. I don't know about you writing comedy bits, Peter, when you're very, very high on pills.
What?
There's not very much here.
I'm fine, dude.
We got,
Hey.
You make it yourself.
Right.
You make tanning lotion yourself.
Yeah.
What's the process that goes into that?
I get like stuff and like put in a bucket and like swish it around.
Ah, okay.
Swish it around.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Coconut oil.
Yeah.
Use coconut oil, and use Pam, like the cooking spray stuff you put on the non-stick stuff.
Yeah.
Ah.
Little Pam on there.
And then the third ingredient, it says here is a secret ingredient.
Yeah.
Well, what exactly does that mean?
It means it's a secret, Jesus. It's a secret ingredient. If I tell you, it's not a secret anymore.
The thing of it is, Peter, people who know you, longtime listeners of the show, anybody that even consider buying St. Peter's tanning lotion, they know what that secret ingredient probably is.
No, they don't. They don't know. It's a secret, Jesus.
Peter, everybody's going to assume that the secret ingredient is your mangoo.
What?
Your jizz.
What?
If you will. Is the secret ingredient your jizz?
Well, it's not my jizz. What? What? It's not my jizz, Jesus. It's not my... That's funny, though. That's funny you would say that, because it's not.
See, for some reason...
It's not.
For some reason, I don't believe that.
Why not, Jesus?
I'm even more convinced now that it is your jizz.
It's not my... It's... My jizz.
Why are you laughing?
It's not my jizz. It's funny.
What's so funny? If it's not your jizz, why is it funny? The only thing that would make it funny is if it was your jizz.
No, it's funny because it's not my jizz.
Man.
Jesus, it's not my jizz. Not my jizz at all. It's crazy. Who would do that?
That's crazy, Jesus. Let's get right to it.
You're crazy.
What is your jizz, Peter? What is your jizz?
My honor, it's not my jizz.
Going to do to protect people from the sun? Let's get right down to the brass tacks here, bitch.
Don't call me bitch.
How is St. Peter's jizz going to protect them from the sun and skin cancer?
It's not, man. It's not. My jizz is great, but it's not in the lotion, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's no jizz. It's jizz free.
All right.
It's jizz free lotion.
All right. So if it's not jizz, then what is it?
It's a fucking secret, Jesus. It's a goddamn secret. I can't give up on my secrets.
Secret, right. Right, right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Jizz.
It's not fucking jizz, asshole. You're a fucking jizz.
Sorry, Peter. I was just coughing.
You're a jizz.
Okay. So, St. Peter's tanning lotion.
Jizz.
So I guess you'll think of a better name later. You're not so fucked up.
Yeah, I guess.
St. Peter's Ultra Sunblocker.
Ultra.
Now, with 30% more jizz.
God damn it, Jesus. It's not fucking jizz. You son of a bitch.
Nobody's going to buy tanning lotion from you, Peter.
Quit telling people it's jizz.
Nobody is going to want to buy.
Of course they're going to buy. You keep saying it's jizz.
Tanning lotion.
It's not jizz.
From you. What? Forget the jizz for a minute. What the fuck's coconut oil on Pam going to do?
It's not jizz.
Isn't that just going to cook you like a fucking bird? Like a fucking Thanksgiving turkey?
No,
aren't you just going to bake In the fucking sun?
No, man. I mean, it's good.
You're going to roast?
Yeah, you'd be fine. It's good shit. St. Pierre's tan lotion.
And then...
That's PTO.
I guess the jizz is supposed to counteract all of that.
There's not any jizz, Jesus. God damn
right.
it.
Right.
You're okay. fucking obsessed with jizz.
Still looking for suntan lotion.
Jizz liver.
I was just anything.
You love jizz.
Before St. Peter's.
If you love jizz so much, why don't you marry it?
Jizz.
Jizz lover.
Don't get the jizz tan lotion. Don't get it.
Look
no.
at jizz.
No. Avoid the jizz tan lotion.
Don't
at
avoid
all
costs. Go buy it, God damn
anything.
It.
Buy anything else.
Buy my jizz.
Buy a stick of butter.
I mean buy
and
my
rub
tan
it all over
lotion.
Your body before St. Peter's
lotion.
Jizz lotion.
It's not jizz,
awful.
Jesus, but fuck you.
Incredibly bad.
Fuck
shut
you.
Peter.
Fuck
shut
you.
Up. Go back
you
to
shut
sleep.
Up, motherfucker.
Go back to sleep.
You fucking asshole.
I'm Stern G's show live.
I'm sleepy.
More on music and shenanigans.
It's not jizz.
And whatevs.
It's not fucking jizz.
Coming up.
Your mother's jizz.
This is
kind of
cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Hell yeah. Welcome, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 37, Hour 2. Of the show, if you did not hear hour one, live here from spring break in Cancun, Mexico. Hold on. Said live from here in spring break in Cancun, Mexico. Chapter 1, verse 37. As you clearly see from the scene behind me, did the first hour live on Twitter and Periscope. It was awesome. @StoneJesus420. Get you out notifications or whatever on there. See us every Sunday night live. First hour for free. With the full 2-hour show on video, become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420. Here we are live from glorious Cancun, Mexico. As you can clearly see, I have this cup, I have this hat, I have these shell necklaces that, or not necklace, shell titty holders. Shell titty holders. The background, the noise, the sounds, you know, it's all proof positive that we're indeed in Cancun, Mexico. And if it doesn't look like we're in Cancun, Mexico, well, that's the resolution on your screen. It's too bad for you. You need better resolution. I'm on a bunch of social media. Of course, you can go check it all out, stonerjesus.net. Links to all my social media networks, at least all the important ones that I update, are on stonerjesus.net, along with past episodes, banners that go to our sponsors, and more. A lot of stuff going on in this hour. Before we wrap things up, I did an interview earlier this week with St. Paul, Beastie Alley News, live from the barn. Hear that a little bit later. We also got stories about a shrine to a dead burglar. We have an old lingerie model, the Comey book, the Get My Heads lady, just all kinds of crazy shit going on. Chapter 1, verse 37, hour 2. Free audio of both hours, of course, always on stonerjesus.net, iTunes, Stitcher, and, of course, cannabisradio.com. Tons of great podcasts on cannabisradio.com, including this one, but I don't think anyone else, I haven't checked, but I don't think anyone else is doing spring break live from Cancun, motherfucking Mexico, as we are. I'm going to toot my own horn, but, you know, it's you can see, if you have the video, you saw the first hour video, if you're a patron, you can see the full 2-hour video, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You can see it is clearly awesome. There's no way around that. There's no denying that. If you think I'm not in Cancun, you think it looks weird behind me, like I said, you check the resolution on your screen. Got problems.
kid story from the Mirror in the United Kingdom. A shrine to dead burglar near the house where he was killed, as homeowners face to stay away under police protection. That's right. You heard that correctly. A shrine to a dead burglar was set up yards away from the home where he was stabbed, as his pensioner owner is forced to stay away under police protection. Dozens of followers were attached to a fence just 20 yards away from Richard Osborne Brooks' home in Hither Green, paying tribute to Henry Vincent. The career criminal died after being stabbed while breaking into the home last week, where the 78-year-old homeowner lived with his wife, Maureen. Mr. Osborne Brooks was arrested on suspicion of murder, but he has since been released and faces no charges. So this guy, he's a career criminal. Described, this is by the Mirror, it's not my words. But it wouldn't even matter if this was his first crime. He breaks into this old person's house. The old person, if you have a video version of the show on Patreon of Hour 2, you can see the shrine right there to the dead burglar. He breaks into this person's house. The guy, old guy who lives there, the 78-year-old, lives there with his old wife. He stabs this person to death. So people build a shrine to the dead burglar. And they make it so unsafe there that the guy who lives there, the guy who stabbed to death, the guy who was trying to burgle his home and maybe more, stab this guy to death, this guy has to stay away. Because it's not safe for him there. If you're in the video version of the show, you see another picture of the shrine. Then putting up the shrine to the dead burglar. It's nice. It's good stuff. It's very important. Pay homage to the guy who got stabbed to death trying to break into a house. So cards. They left cards on the shrine. A teddy bear with a big long card from his daughter. Blue balloons saying you'll be missed. Swayed in the wind, and a red heart-shaped balloon saying, I love you, were attached. The mourners would not respond to any questions from reporters. Overnight, the tributes were taken down by angry members of the public, with one man filming himself doing it and posting the footage on social media. A card from one of Vince's daughters told her dad not to worry about what people were saying about him. What, did he broke into someone's house and got stabbed to death? Is that what they're saying? She said, they don't know what they're on about. They only know what they read, but I will try my hardest to get people to understand who you really was. Fucking obvious Mensa member there. So they're going to say the kids, they're going to make sure that everyone knows who this guy, who you really was. Because it's important to know who you really was. Dead burglar guy. God. And it's amazing. The amazing part of this is it doesn't strike some people as odd. It's not odd at all. That they made a shrine to this dead burglar. Anyway, the Get My Heads lady, let's bring her up. You can see this story. It's pretty interesting. The Get My Heads lady. No, it's not going to autoplay a fucking video, is it? It's annoying. Your stupid audio play. By the way, you're listening to the Stern and Jesus Show live from Cancun, Mexico. It's hour two. Live from Cancun, Mexico. As I said, if you doubt that, fuck you. Don't question Jesus. Blasphemous motherfucker. It's from ABC7.com. Take me back and get my head. Let me get my heads. Woman charged with a decapitation. Allegedly requested. Now, apparently, they found this guy in the woods. They found her. She was covered in blood with a pocket knife in her pants. She gave a sheriff's deputy a false identity and said, quote, you have to take me back and let me get my heads, end quote. She was wearing a glove on her left hand, and a matching glove was found in White's bedroom. OJ. Now you can see her if you're watching the video version of the show. She clearly looks like a, well put together person. Motive is unknown. Because why'd you decapitate someone? I don't know. But, I don't know what that means. Maybe she was confused because it was just the one head. But she said heads, according to the story, plural. Heads. You have to take me back and let me get my heads. I don't know. What can you say? She's... To decapitate someone, ask O.J. Simpson, is very hard. He failed. He failed at decapitation. Miserably. So, it's not easy. He's a big, strong football player, dude. Ran through the airport in the Hertz commercials. It was a Naked Gun. 1, 2.5, and 33 1/3. Stern Jesus Show Live, Chapter 1, Verse 37, live from Cancun, Mexico. Spring break, motherfuckers. Hell yeah, I'm going to drink some more. I'm going to chill. Got the rest of hour two coming up. We have an old lingerie model. Also, we might talk about the Comey book. And we also have an interview from earlier this week I did with St. Paul. Did some bestiality news live from the barn, because that's what St. Paul is known for. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 37, live from Cancun, Mexico, motherfucker, for spring break. That's right. Check it, bitch. Be jealous.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks. Bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hell yeah. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 37, hour 2, live from spring break in Cancun, Mexico. That's right, spring break in Cancun, Mexico. Check that shit. You clearly see behind me. So fucking spring break. So fucking Cancun, Mexico. The sights, the sounds, it's all amazing. Amazing shit. Jealous of me and my cool spring break in Cancun, Mexico. Jealous motherfuckers. It's all over your face. Wish it could be me. Why wouldn't you? Look at this. It's amazing. Go check out sternjesus.net for all information on the show. And of course, if you want the full 2 hours on video, become a patron at patreon.com/sternjesus. 420. This first story, also from the Mirror. Got a lot of stories from the Mirror today in the UK. A lot of crazy shit going on over there. Former Playboy Bunny becomes world oldest lingerie model after stripping off at grand age of 83. Yes, that's right. 83. You see a little before and after if you have the video version of the show. Former Playboy Bunny has shared an important message about aging after becoming the world's oldest lingerie model. The grand age of 83, Dori Jacobson happily poses in her underwear as part of her efforts to show growing old does not mean you have to stop being sexy. The great grand, who worked as a Playboy Bunny in Chicago and New York in the 1960s, has slipped back to the famous bunny costume more than 50 years after she first wore it. See, can you still be sexy at 83? I don't know. Again, if you have the video version of the show, you can see these pictures. It's not bad. She's got a lot of clothes on now, to be fair. A lot of clothing. And there she is back in the day. That's pretty good. She looked pretty good. Playboy Bunny in the 40s and 50s. In the 60s, he's wearing that. There she is wearing a little bit less. I don't know. Can you still be sexy at 83? I don't know. That's from Instagram. Let's see what else we got. Oh, there she is. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying I wouldn't do her. I'm just saying that maybe you can't really be, quote, sexy, unquote, at the age of 83. You're going to take some wear and tear, as you can see right there. Clearly, her body's taking wear and tear. It's 83 years old. It's like a moon. It's been hit by asteroids over the millennia and cratered. And she is, again, very revealing. Revealing outfit. I think what we've learned from this story is she's old. I mean, she's old. She's clearly old. Too old to be sexy? I don't know. She doesn't think so. You know what? Good for her. Great grand. Still getting it. Wonder if she still bangs. Be interesting to know. Is the 83-year-old lingerie model still bang? She on Twitter? Can I get a hold of her? Can I ask her? Still banging? Still banging that shit out over there? Great Gran? I guess maybe we can talk a little bit about this Comey book. I don't know. I'm not in the mood, man. It's spring break. I'm fucking drinking. I'm chilling. It's awesome. We're hour two. I got caught, man. I drink a lot of Jim Beam. Probably too much. It's not good. You can see the shot glass. See, that proves right there, spring break. That's a spring break glass. Otherwise, why would I drink out of that glass if it wasn't, you know, spring break related? It's from the Daily Mail. Comey reveals Trump wanted him to disprove the golden showers claim in case there was even a 1% chance Melania believed it, and called president untethered to the truth in his new bombshell book. He said Trump asked him at least three times about, whoops, Hannibus fell off. It's windy. It's windy here in spring break. Trump asked him at least three times about the Golden Showers tape and claimed he had not slept in the Moscow hotel room concerned. Comey says Trump called the tape the Golden Showers thing and that he wondered about the state of the president's marriage as there was zero chance his own wife would believe such a claim against him. Apparently, Comey thought it was a big deal that there may be a 1% chance that Melania would believe the Golden Showers thing. That's a little judgy. It's a little judgy. Maybe Trump lets get peed on. Maybe Melania has peed on Trump before, allegedly. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe she has. Maybe he's peed on her. I have no idea. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Comey also reveals that Trump said to him when they first met for dinner, "I need loyalty. I expect loyalty." Comey writes, "The demand was like Sammy the Bull's Cosa Nostra induction ceremony." Wasn't Sammy the Bull a rat? A dirty fucking rat? I don't know. Is Comey's book something I would read? Probably not. Especially now in this beautiful, you know, this beautiful time here in spring break in Cancun, Mexico, as we're live from spring break in Cancun, Mexico. I think I'd get into something like that. Something like Comey's book. But the Golden Showers thing is funny, you know. Did Trump get pissed on? Did Trump not get pissed on? I don't know. Who pissed on who? Who pisses on anyone? Who did R. Kelly piss on? Who pissed on R. Kelly? I don't know. And Jimmy Swaggart also got Golden Showers. Who pissed on Jimmy Swaggart? I don't know. Why ask me so many questions, man? I'm on spring break. I'm chilling. Clearly chilling here in Cancun, Mexico, as you can see. And here. I know. You don't want to believe it. You say it looks fake because you're jealous. You're jealous of me and my prowess, my ability, my ability to snag this very dope Cancun spring break vacation stream thing. I'm the best. Anyway, thanks everybody for checking us out. Coming up is my segment earlier this week that I did with St. Paul. Bestiality News from the Barn. You know what St. Paul is all about. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my spring break. I'll see you all live on 420 on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. Go follow, go turn on notifications, all that good shit. Thanks everybody for checking us out. Some words from our sponsors. Because I'm going to enjoy the rest of my spring break and just chill. Thanks everybody for checking out the show. Check out StonerJesus.net. Help spread the word about StonerJesus.net. Help me spread the truth about cannabis through comedy. Also, make sure you check out the Cannabis News with Joe Clare show, MarijuanaTimes.org. The Marijuana Times. Go check it out for all of your weed news needs. Thanks, everybody. And as always, peace, bitches. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's NEXTBARDO.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. That's all one word, STONERJESUS, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code STONERJESUS. STONERJESUS, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Have you heard of GreenGonDetox.com? A team of pharmacists has collaborated for over 2 years to create a new solution for your cannabis detox needs. The only product designed by pharmacists to specifically support the elimination of cannabis metabolites found in urine. The product is called GreenGon, and our results have been absolutely incredible. All detox kits come with a money-back guarantee and free shipping. Get clean, get green gone. That's greengondetox.com. Use the discount code TRYIT to get 20% off your entire order. That's TRYIT, all one word. Still not convinced? How about free overnight shipping when you spend $60 or more? That's greengondetox.com for your marijuana detox needs.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio. And I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Our mission is to discuss extraction, processing, business practices, and lessons learned with the established experts of the extraction process on Mission Supercritical, a service of Apex Supercritical, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live on the phone, on the Skype machine. As you can hear, St. Paul has returned after a long absence. How's it going, St. Paul?
Oh, hey, Stoner Moses. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How have you been? What have you been up to all these weeks, man? We haven't heard from you.
I got arrested a couple times. I wanted to get a hold of you around Christmas and tell you a happy birthday. Oh, shut the fuck up, goat. Get out of my face.
Needy goat.
But I got arrested a couple times. I was doing a live nativity for Christmas. And you know how that went. apparently people don't appreciate bestiality being mixed in with their little story.
Yeah. A lot of kids there, I'd imagine, also.
I would never do that in front of kids. That's wrong.
Yes. You gotta have standards when you're doing something like that.
That's right. Bestiality is a beautiful thing between a person and a loving animal or something.
Yes.
I identify as a goat fucker. Damn it.
That's right. Anybody who's against that is a bigot.
That's right. You racist pricks. Right. Fuck you, St. Peter, ripping me off for all these years. God damn it. What are we talking about?
You have any news from the barn, St. Paul? Well, please don't die on the air, St. Paul. That'd be horrible. Wouldn't be a viral video or anything if you just, you know, died on the air.
Well, the other time I got arrested, I wasn't wearing anything. Probably part of the problem, but I got caught huffing methane off of cow shit in somebody's field. And I passed out.
Is that for like the drug effect, or is it an aphrodisiac, or is it like a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. A little from category A, a little from category
nice.
Or whatever.
Multitasking.
Yes. So I was kind of on the run for a little bit until I could get back to my secured undisclosed location deep in the mountains of Animal Fuck Central. The St. Paul compound.
Nice. You got a lot of land there, St. Paul?
Yeah, the Holy Land. H-O-L-E-Y.
Nice.
Bestiality news.
Yes, very important.
Let's see, this was in Grand Forks, from the Grand Forks Herald, North Dakota. A Crookston man, a bestiality charge after a former Polk County mailman accused of having sex with a dog has been dismissed. And it will avoid jail time for the burglary charge if he abides by his probation terms. So this guy can fuck a dog and steal shit. But, you know, if you got two joints on, you're probably going to go to jail.
That's right.
The fuck?
Don't smoke weed and fuck dogs.
Yeah, that either. Or just don't get caught.
That's right. Don't get caught with the weed part.
He was arrested in February 2017 after a Polk County resident noticed his mailman, later identified as whatever the fuck his name was, George L. Chapman. I lost my place. What were we talking about?
It's going to be very distracting there in the barn. Sounds like there's a lot of shit going on.
Oh, yeah, go just like that. A Polk County resident noticed his mailman was spending a long time dropping off a package, and sounds like pun intended, in the homeowner's garage, according to court documents. Surveillance footage from the garage revealed Chapman was engaging in a sexual act with the homeowner's dog. But just wait, that's not the weirdest part.
It's not.
He was accused of performing acts on the dog and letting the dog perform acts on him. What the fuck is that?
You know, normally mailmen and dogs don't get along, but
right,
these two seem to get along great.
Yeah, this is breaking that stereotype.
Yes.
In many ways.
That awful stereo mailman dog stereotype.
Yeah, that terrible stereotype.
Replace it with the mailman fucks the dog stereotype.
Yes. Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Pure, wholesome American activity.
Absolutely. That's what I hear.
It says that right in the Bible. How many times I got to tell you? Yeah. Don't you know anything about the Bible? God damn it.
It's been a while since I picked one up.
I forgot who I was talking to. Mom?
That's right. Stoner Moses wrote the Bible.
Mommy? Oh, yeah. Stoner Moses wrote it. A man in Lafayette, Indiana. What? Oh, 25-year-old was accused of... Yeah, where the fuck did it go? God damn it. 25-year-old James Britton performed some disturbing acts with a dog. Oh, this is the story. Okay, this is the story. He pled guilty to bestiality and admitted... So my apologies to the last guy. He did not let the dog do that.
No, that changes everything.
Yeah. Admitting he performed sex acts on a male dog and had the dog perform sex acts on him. So what the fuck were those acts? Is he blowing the dog? He must be, right?
I would imagine.
I don't think he really gives a dog a hand job.
Didn't they do a whole South Park episode about that? The Red Rocket?
Oh, yeah.
You big South Park fan, St. Paul?
Sure. Whatever it is, I love it. Well, yeah, the man asked a woman he met online to record him having sexual contact with a dog. What the fuck? What fun is that? That's a beautiful moment you're supposed to keep to yourself.
He wanted it for posterity.
Yeah, but yeah, an evidence in court. Stupid.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot. Well, everybody's been talking about Facebook and all the hacking information and all that. This is the one I'm more worried about. This is according to the New York Post. Thousands of users hacked on Bestiality website.
Oh, no.
Thousands of users on a Bestiality website have had their accounts hacked according to Motherboard. At least 3,200 email addresses, alleged IP addresses. Well, how could it be an alleged IP? It's either an IP address or it isn't, right? What? Birth dates, private messages between users. Oh, that had to be a fountain of information. And other personal information are among the accounts detailed being circulated on public image boards. So
nice.
If you're a goat fucker that was into this website, you might want to check. It's just like when people went to check their credit, you know?
I guess it's not enough to be a goat fucker. You have to get on a website and find other people. I imagine you'd be like the king of one of those websites, St. Paul. King Paul. The Bestiality website.
Yeah, if you go to stpaulgoatfucker.net.org.com, we have a whole message board and community there.
Nice.
United Animal Fuckers of America or something.
You just put in your email address and your social security number and you're ready to go.
Yes, credit card number, home address, blood type.
Yes, GPS coordinates for where the goat fucking will be happening.
Your preference of what kind of animal semen you think tastes better.
Yes.
It's important.
Weed out the posers.
So another state I got to add to my list of places that suck. State lawmakers in Louisiana passed a bill making it illegal for a human to have sex with an animal.
Oh, come on.
That's bullshit. Their new law.
Brand Nazis.
New, brand new. That's this new wave of Nazism coming in. The bill makes sexual abuse of an animal a crime and sets penalties. Blah, blah. Would require that sexually abused animals are removed from their abusers. So, they're gonna, you know, how do they know it's abused? Maybe he likes it.
That's right.
They're going to tear lovers apart. It's just wrong.
Empty out the barn.
Yeah. That's why I have high security here.
I can imagine it's quite a setup.
Yes. Oh, of course. Got security all tied together with my Radio Shack camera system and my Commodore 64. Very reliable.
Nice. Current references.
Yes.
And all the young people out there will understand.
Of course. They understand everything I say. It's the word of heaven or something.
Yes. You get to the Radio Shack, you have to drive by the Blockbuster.
Yes. Yes. head of Louisiana, the Texas House had already approved expanded state penal codes for prohibiting bestiality. So Texas, fuck you. God damn it.
Wow. A lot of land. St. Paul's going to be having any fun. Covers a lot of area.
Oh, sorry. I've been mixing in a little bit of shit-covered hay with my weed. It's a little harsh. You get like an extra kick from it. Makes me hallucinate.
Nice. Psychoactive animal shit.
Yeah. Wow. It's like shrooms, but you smoke it, and it's not shrooms. What?
It's like shrooms, but instead of being shrooms, it's shit.
It's shit and hay, and probably some urine, I would think, in there.
Yeah, it would have to be.
You can smoke dried urine. A lot of people don't know that.
No, I did not know that.
My mom taught me that years ago.
Imparting important lessons.
That's right. In other news, earlier this month, a man who is best known for having sex with a dolphin made headlines insisting that he is definitely heterosexual.
Imagine being best known. That's what you're best known for.
Well, he identifies as being hetero, but he also identifies as a dolphin fucker. What's wrong with that?
There you go.
That's bullshit, man. People giving him crap about it. Says according to pinknews.co.uk, so I'm sure it's reliable.
Sounds safe.
Yes. The story has prompted a lot of questions, namely, isn't it illegal to have sex with animals? So in our new tourist segment, here's our list, according to Pink News, of countries where it's illegal to marry your same-sex partner, but legal to have sex with an animal. Those gays are immoral. We got to stop those people. But animal fucks, that's good for you.
Don't stick your dick in a human ass. Stick it in an animal ass.
Japan is one of those countries. In 2017, a gorilla became a surprising meme after hundreds of people flocked to see him because of his handsome looks. What the fuck is they that bored this country? Japan does not recognize same-sex marriage on a national basis. However, seven cities have legalized same-sex partnerships. Who cares about that? Where's the animal fucking?
They got some fine-ass gorillas, apparently.
Yeah, he's hot. He looks pretty hot. He's
ripped.
He is. Abs. Yeah. Cuba explicitly prohibits same-sex marriage or formal same-sex marriage. But there's no mention of bestiality. So that means it's okay. Another great place to go fuck animals. So I'll see you in Cuba this summer. Russia, they're not allowed gay marriage, but bestiality is okay. So that's good. Sounds like a friendly place. I'm not sure I know much about it. Sounds awesome. Sounds like paradise.
Yeah, that's what I hear about Russia.
Yeah. Chile is another country, or do you say Chile? But the president is saying earlier this year in her state address that she would send a bill to the Chilean Congress for marriage equality, but nothing about fucking animals. This is hot. I gotta beat off now. Mommy,
it's a lot of hay.
Hungary Smooth. Is another country. Hungary, however the fuck you say that. Hungary, no, that's Indiana. You can fuck animals there.
Hungary,
yeah. Romania, they don't like gay people either, but you can fuck animals there. So these countries, they got their priorities straight.
It's this is a long here. List.
Philippines? Yeah.
I didn't expect that many countries to qualify for this category.
I was surprised myself. That's why I figured I'd start maybe like a charter service.
Yeah.
Tour all the animal fucking countries. Like nice. Canada, too.
Maybe some kind of goat fucking cruise.
I like it. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if you get out in international waters, it's open game.
That's right.
And open animal assholes.
And when you're done with them, just push them overboard.
Exactly. No evidence. No fuss. No muss. Feed the sharks. We're doing a service.
That's right. Recycling. The circle of life.
Exactly. That says that in the Bible, too.
Yes.
Thou shalt fuck animals and push them into the ocean. Yeah. Amen.
That's what Noah. That's how Noah did it.
Yeah. It's good times.
It's a classic.
Oh, this chicken is looking sexy today. Mommy.
That's a big one. Oh, you got any other bestiality news, St. Paul?
Mom, is that you? I love you, Mom.
This is Stoner Moses. Hello? Uh-oh. I think we lost St. Paul. St. Paul's gone. Well, that's it. I don't know if he's alive or if he's not alive. He may not be alive. That would be a shame. It'd be more of a shame if he didn't do it on air, like die on air. There's St. Paul live from the barn. So, well, I don't know. I was gonna summarize, but I don't think there is a summary. It pretty much speaks for itself. We'll try to get St. Paul back on as soon as possible for the greatness. The greatness that is St. Paul. Stern Jesus Show, live, yo. Oh.